Shalom to the bride of Christ around the world. God bless you wherever you are. We bring greetings to you from the Bright TV, the timely technology established by God Himself as a storehouse for His bride in this generation. This is Rapture Watch, where we'll watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David, and as usual, with us in the studio this evening is our beloved pastor, the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Welcome. Shalom, Brother Olumide.
Shalom, sir.
And shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide.
Amen.
And I especially want to say shalom to all the sponsors.
Hallelujah.
Of the Bride Television. It's another time again.
Amen.
To continue with our watch for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, I think, is it Isaiah 52? Verse 8 spoke about the watchman.
Yes, sir.
And
Isaiah 52 and verse 8 says,
yes.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
And that is the reason we are even organizing the ministers' conference.
Amen.
We are believers of this move. Can come together.
Hallelujah.
The watchmen are the fivefold ministries.
That's right.
And so that is the purpose for this program is to watch for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May I use this opportunity to tell the people that some of the comments we pass here will look as if we are fighting anybody. We're not fighting anybody.
That's right.
We're not here to criticize anybody. We're here to just line up the people.
Amen.
Satan is in the business of taking you off the course. But the purpose of the fivefold ministry, Ephesians chapter 4, one of it, listen from verse 3, the purpose of the fivefold ministry.
Okay.
If you are in the ministry, this is what the fivefold ministry is all about. What is it for?
From verse 20, 12.
Maybe from 11. From verse 11.
And he gave some apostles,
yes,
and some prophets,
yes,
and some evangelists,
yes,
and some pastors and teachers,
uh-huh,
for the perfecting of the saints.
That it is for the perfecting of the saints. Yes.
For the work of the ministry.
The work, which ministry? The ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says, yes.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Edification of the body of Christ.
See, we all come in the unity of the faith.
That's why I'm going to, we all come to the unity. We are to come into the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Because right now, the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is that our inability to achieve that unity, our inability to establish a true knowledge of the Son of God, is the reason we are fragmented into denominations. Mm. Every denomination holding on to her understanding of what the gospel is, the mystery of salvation is, and what it is not.
Mm.
But the fivefold ministry, the true fivefold ministry, has a duty to bring about the unity of the faith.
Amen.
And to give a proper understanding of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon
Amen.
Which His church is built.
Amen.
I'll see Matthew 16. So, this is what we try to achieve through this channel. And we are believing God that God will help us. Say something again today that will bring you back to life. But we have not finished that scripture. The purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unto a perfect man.
Perfection.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Thank you. Because our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8 and verse 29. Yes.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro.
That is where I'm going. Tossed to and fro.
Carried about with every wind of doctrine.
You see, carried about with every wind of doctrine.
By the slaying of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait.
And the only way to avoid it is like a ship that is in the sea. You must have an anchor.
Hallelujah.
And that anchor is a proper understanding of the scriptures.
Amen.
And that is why Apostle Paul spoke about rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes, sir.
And so the purpose of God giving us at this channel is so that when a wind blows you away, we drag you back to
Hallelujah.
The word.
Hallelujah.
You see, when winds of doctrines, no more water baptism, no more communion, no more, what do you call it, no confession of sins, no this, and the grace, what the meaning of grace is and all that, it doesn't matter, they will tell you it matters, you know. There are things that they say doesn't matter, will prove to you that it matters.
That's right.
And they will bring you back to the word. That is the purpose of this channel. So we have to say it in a way that will make you really take us seriously. That's Hallelujah. Why we say the way we say. Take note, like Apostle Paul said, I, Pastor Moses, Aldo may be rude in speech, but certainly
not in knowledge.
Not in knowledge.
Hallelujah.
You know, we, by God's grace, God has given us an understanding
Amen.
Of his word that we try to share with sincere people. This television channel is a test of the sincerity of the believers who come across us. Because when you meet with us, you are left with a decision to make. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Wow. Well, today we'll continue with the topic we've been looking at for a while now, the trimming of our lamps. And this will be the fourth part, the fourth volume of this interesting topic, the trimming of our lamps. The pastor has said so much, but we know that Matthew 25 verse 7, he said at midnight there was a cry made. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And because we want to trim our lamps, we are looking at this interesting topic, the trimming of our lamps. Part 4, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll begin to look at it in fullness. God bless you. Stay tuned.